Welcome to the OU Global Tehillim and Chizuk Daily Call. On behalf of the Orthodox Union, this is Naftali Herman. The Daily Call serves as a pause to our day, as an opportunity to convene together from around the world, to daven, to pray, for the various needs of Am Yisrael. Thank you so much for joining today's program and for making it a part of your day on Yom Sheni, the sixth day of the month of Elul. Please continue to daven for all those whose names are listed in the daily email, including four children that we have been davening for, Halini Orna, Bas Chin Chana, and very, very exciting. We've been davening for a long time for Tinok Ben Nechama Devora. So excited to share that the baby got a name this past weekend, I believe on Shabbos, Yehoshua Heschel Ben Nechama Devora. Again, mazel tov to the family, to his parents, Hanan and Nechama, to his great aunt Iwana, who's been our liaison, giving the updates, and really the entire family. Still have ways to go. The baby still has a feeding tube and requires medical attention. But our tefillos are making a difference. So again, mazel tov, and please continue to have in mind Yehoshua Heschel Ben Nechama Devora, as well as Raya Bas Michal, and Pesach Bitzalel ben Chaya Batsheva, may they and all in need have a refuah shalema. Additionally, please keep in mind those being held captive, our precious brothers and sisters being held hostage in Gaza, as well as Arvin Netanel ben Sonia Tziona, who is unjustly being held in Iran. On behalf of the OU, it is my distinct honor to welcome back to the Daily Call and introduce Rabbi Ariel Rakovsky of Congregation Shari Tefillah in Dallas, Texas, to share words of Divrei Chizuk. We followed by Rabbi Rakovsky slowly reciting our five chapters of Tehillim that we recite here daily on the call. Perek Chaf, Chaf Gimel, Kuf Chaf Aleph, Kuf Lamed, and Kuf Mem Beis. Those are chapters 20, 23, 121, 130, and 142. Tehillim will be followed by Achenu, recited in Hebrew, translated into English. And then Rabbi Rakovsky will lead us in our three daily Mishaberach, the Mishaberach for Tzahal, the Mishaberach for the Shvuyim, and finally concluding with the Mishaberach L'cholim. Rabbi Rakovsky will pause to give each of us the opportunity to insert the names of all those whom we are davening for. To sign up to receive the daily Tehillim call reminder email, you can do so anytime. Subscribe at ou.org/Tehillim call. It takes 5 seconds. ou.org/Tehillim call. Bechavod, with great honor, Rabbi Rakovsky.
Thank you, Naftali, and I'm taking the executive privilege of also dedicating my remarks, the zechus and the merit of the refuah shalema for two remarkable people from my shul, Leah Bas Sara Reisel and Michal Bas Reisel, a kidney donor and recipient, who are undergoing a kidney transplant and kidney donation today. As we speak, our Torah, our remarks, the Torah that we study together should be in the merit of both of them having a speedy recovery and that their example should be inspiring for all of the rest of us. A year ago, my extended family rented a house in Mountaindale, New York, in the heart of the Catskill Mountains, in the country where so many from Jews spend their summers. Our house was half a mile away from a development called the Post Hill Cottages. It was a Hasidish bungalow colony that was populated mostly by Satmar Hasidim. And we joined their minyan on Shabbos, which was a memorable experience, perhaps the one time that a modern Orthodox rabbi delivered a drasha in a Satmar minyan. But one incident that really struck me, that really left a deep impression, my, at the time, 7-year-old son, Avremi, asked to come along with us. The minyan started quite late, and shortly after we arrived, he began to think that he might have made a terrible mistake. The singing in this small bungalow shul was too loud. The people were like none that he had ever really encountered, and unlike in our shul at home, in this small shul, he had nowhere to wander around, and all his siblings and cousins were back at the house. So he asked me to take him home, but I denied his request. After all, he had asked to come, so he would have to wait until we were done. And suddenly a young girl appeared. She was about his age. Her face was as red as her hair. And she came up to him and she held a small paper gift bag. And in it was an assortment of a peccala, snacks, cookies, Bisley, candy, exactly toward what a young boy would like who likes junk food. And it was such a sweet gesture from such a young girl. And it also worked. He didn't ask to go home again for almost a full half an hour. In this week's parsha, the Torah tells us about the prohibition of allowing members, and specifically men, in the tradition of Chazal, from the nation of Ammon and Moab, to marry into the Jewish people. And the Torah gives a specific reason for this. Al-Davar Asher-Loki V'mu Eschem V'mayim V'derech V'tseischem V'midayim. Because they didn't meet you with food and water on your way out of Egypt. V'asher Sachar Alechas Bil'am Ben Be'or. And they hired Bil'am, the son of Be'or, Mifator Aram Naharayim, from Fator Aram Naharayim, lit Kalalecha, to curse you. Now, if you think about it, the Torah's rationale doesn't make sense. Or at the very least, it seems excessive. The part about not getting bread and water, that's not nice, of course. But the worst part is the cursing, the hiring the sorcerer, that would be bad enough. So why didn't the Torah stress that part? Why didn't it mention it exclusively? A number of commentaries, including Rav Yonasan Eibishitz, as well as Rav Shimshon Chaim Nachmani in his commentary, the Zera Shimshon, explained that what the Torah is highlighting here is a deep moral failing. The failure to bring bread and water to the Jewish people when the opportunity presented itself, that was a sin of omission, but could perhaps be rationalized by claiming that they couldn't afford it. But all that was proved wrong when they did have enough money to retain the services of a sorcerer to curse the Jewish people. The failure of Ammon and Moab was of their priorities, exacerbated by their hypocrisy. Our enemies, Hamas, convinces the world. They convince the world that they are poor. They convince the world that Israel is starving the citizens of Gaza, when in fact they are diverting the millions of dollars that flow in aid toward the support of and indeed the promotion of terrorism while starving their own citizens. They claim that there is no food, but somehow there is money to build an extensive network of tunnels exclusively for the purpose of killing Jews. This is what it means to have perverted priorities. You don't have to look so far into for such extreme examples. Lehavdil, we all know of people who claim they have no money for tzedakah, but somehow have enough money for some type of frivolity, purchasing an expensive vehicle or some other type of expenditure that is not necessary, although perhaps nice. People who claim minyan is too early, but have no trouble waking up at the crack of dawn to exercise or for a tea time. People who claim to have no time to learn Torah, but somehow find time to binge watch their favorite shows. This is the behavior of Ammon and Moab, whose perverted and hypocritical priorities are reason enough that they should never be allowed into the Jewish nation. But there's another aspect to it, because their hypocrisy is manifest in their choices. At every turn, the members of Ammon and Moab had a choice, and they chose cruelty. They embodied it through their inaction, and they prioritized it through their spending. The Torah wants us to know that such behavior has no place in our nation, because whenever we have a choice, we should choose kindness in the way we spend our time, our energy, and money, in the friends we choose for ourselves and the kind we guide our children toward, in the partners we seek in life. And that was what was so touching about this girl. She didn't know Avremi, but she saw that he was uncomfortable and instinctively knew that she wanted to help. And even if it wasn't her idea, even if her father sent his daughter back to the bungalow to assemble this package of goodies, it was her father's choice to do so and her choice to bring it to him personally, and it was the way he was raising his daughter. And the fact that she did it meant that she grew up in a home where kindness was always the path chosen, where it was a value that was privileged and a priority in the way they used their resources. The fact that today in our community, in our shul, we are marking this kidney donation is as well a testament to self-sacrificial kindness, a choice to give literally of one's own body for the health and well-being and the life of another person. This is our charge. This is our challenge to learn from the priorities of Ammon and Moab and to ensure and order that our own priorities are straight as well. That whenever we have a choice, we should make sure that our priorities are correct and that our priorities are always in the direction of kindness. We'll continue with the recitation of Tehillim. Begin with Perek Chaf. Lamnatseach mizmo leDavid. Ya'anecha adinoi b'yom tzara yisagem chashem elohe Yaakov. Yishtach ezlecha mikodesh mitzion yisadecha yizkol kol minchasecha ulascha yidash nesela. Yitein lecha gilvavecha v'chol atzascha yimale negayna b'yishu asecha uv'shem eloheinu nidgol yimale adinoi kol mishalecha. Ata yodati ki yoshia adinoi mishicho yaneu mishnei kodesh divos yesha yaminoi. Eile barecha ve'eile basusim ואנחנו בשם אדינו אלוהינו נזכיר, המה קראו ונפלו ואנחנו קמנו ונשרדד, אדינו הושיע, המלך יעננו ויום קורנו. פרק חף גמו. מזמור לדוד, אדינו רואי לא יפתר. בנעשתה שיעביצני על מי מנוחות, נפשי ישובב, יענחני במעגלי צדק למען שמי. גם כי אלך וכיצם לבס, לא יירא כי אתה עמדי, שבטך ומשענתך, המה ינחמוני. תערוך לפני שולחן נגד צורריי, וישנת והשמר ראשי כסי רוויה. עשוי וחסד יודפוני כל ימי חיי, ושאבתי ובייס אדינוי לאורך ימים. פרק קוף חף א' סלם 121. שיר למה לא יססה עיניי להרים מאין יבויס לי. עזרי מאים אדינוי יוצא שמיים וארץ. על ייתן למות רגליך, על ימים שמריך. הנה לא ינום ולא ישן שמר ישראל, אדינוי שמריך, אדינוי צילך, על יד ימינך. יומם השמש לא יקקה וירח בלילה, אדינוי ישמורך מכל ישמור שנפשך. אדינוי ישמור צייסך ובויך, מעתה ועד עולם. פסלם 130, קוף למד. שיר המעלו ישימה עמקים כבסיך אדינוי. אדינוי שמעו וקולי תהיין אוזניך כשובות בכל תחנוני. אם אבינוי תשמוריך, אדינוי מי יעמוי. כי אם מכוה סביכו למען תברי, כי ביסי אדיני כי בשר נפשי ולדברי הרחבתי. נפשי לאדיני משמרים לבוקר, שמרים לבוקר. יאחל ישראל אדיני כי אם אדיני החסד, והרבה אימוי פדוס, והוא יבדר את ישראל מכל אבוני סון. פסלם 142, קוף מם בית. מזכיר לדוד ביוסר במערה תפילה. קולי על אדיני אזעק, קולי על אדיני אסחנן. אשפוך לפניו שיחי, צרסי לפניו אגיד. וישתף עלי רוחי ואתה ידעת נסיבתי, בערב זו אהלך, תאמנו פחלי. הבית ימין וראה, ואין לי מכיר. עבד לנויס ממני, אין ורש לנפשי. זעקתי אליך, אדינוי. אמרתי, אתה מפסי חלקי בארץ החיים. הקשיבה אלי נשיא, כי דלויס מאוד, הסלינים מרוי בפי, כי אמצו ממני. ויציא עמי מסגר נפשי לידי תשמך, בי יחירו צדיקים. כי סגמול עליי. אחינו כל בית ישראל הנסונים בשרה ובשביה. העומדים בין בים ובין ביבשה, המקום ירחם עליהם, ויוציאם מצרה לרווחה, ומאפלה לאורה ומשיבוד לגאולה, אשתה ועגלה ובזמן קריב ונאמר אמן. As for our brothers of the whole house of Israel who are in distress or captivity, on sea or land, may the all-present have compassion on them and lead them from distress to relief, from darkness to light, and from oppression to freedom, now, swiftly and soon, and let us say, Amen. Continue with Amishaberach L'chayalei Tzahal. Amishaberach L'singel Avraham Yitzchak V'Yaakov V'yivareches Chayalei Tzvaha Haganah L'Yisrael V'Anshei Kochot HaBitachon. Ha'omedim Amishvah L'singel V'Ari Eloheinu B'Gavul HaLevanon V'Ad Yizal Mitzrayim ומן הים הגדול הנבוא הרפאו וכל מקום שהם ביבשה, באוויר ובים. ייתן אדוני יוצרבנו הקמים עלינו ניגפים לפניהם. הקדוש ברוך הוא ישמור ויעשיר זכרנו מכל צרה וצוקה, ומכל נגע ומחלה. וישלח ברפא והצלחה בכל מעשה ידיהם. יד ברסון נענו תחתיהם, ויעצרם בחסר ישועה ועצר זכרנו ויקויים בהם הכסוב. כי אדוני אלוהיכם. הלך עמכם, להילחם לכם עם אויביכם, להושיע אתכם, ונאמר אמן. Continue with the prayer for those being held in captivity. מי שברך אבותינו אברהם, יצחק ויעקב, יוסף, משה ואהרן, דוד ושלמה, ויברך וישמור, וינצור נעדרי צבא ההגנה לישראל ושבויו. ואת כל אחינו הנתונים בצורה ובשביה, And conclude with the Mishaberach Lecholim. At the pause, please insert the names of those for whom you are davening. Mishaberach Avoseinu Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov Moshe Aaron David Shlomo Yivarech Yirapei Es. הקדוש ברוך הוא ימלא אחרים עליהם לאכל עמם ולאפרסם ולאחזיקם ולחיותם וישלח להם מהרה רפואה של עמם משמיים לכל איברים ולכל גדים סושר פריס רפואת הנפש ורפואת הגוף אשתה בעגלו ובזמן קריב ונאמר אמן.
Amen. Thank you so much, Rabbi Rakovsky. We look forward to having you back on the call. Please God, in Yirat Hashem, in the near future. And we're really wishing all our best and our tefillos. It's a really incredible model and example of the kidney donor that both they and the both of them have a refuah shleima, an easy recovery, and truly remarkable. You're really seeing this happening more and more. Absolute selfless giving, and Amir Hashem should be a success for all of us. For us here at the Daily Tehillim Call, please join us again for our next scheduled program tomorrow on Tuesday at 1 p.m. Eastern, as each day we pause at this time to share a moment of tefillah, of prayer together. With hearts full of faith, stay strong, hopeful, and optimistic. Wishing nechama, comfort, chizik, strength, and hope to all of Klal Yisrael around the world.